And I think we should point out to the average traveler, the vacation traveler, look, take advantage of the time and planning. Planning will save you hundreds and hundreds of dollars. An example, a round trip ticket to Chicago Midway Airport can be $122, or it can be as much as $400. It depends upon
you how soon you book it,
how soon you can put that in. Now, if you don't know what stress is, then when you find out that you could have saved $300, you're going to have a little stress.
Yes,
and the
yes,
same
I've been
Detroit
in that position before.
And everywhere else.
Yeah.
Proper planning, taking advantage of the amount of time that you have in an activity, will make for a smoother flow and an easier kind of situation.
And the other part of that is that when you do book in advance, a lot of times there are penalties, though, when you cancel. So you have to read the fine print and make sure that you understand so that, you know, when you decide the last minute to change your plans, you understand that there might be a 25% penalty.
That's right.
Or it might be a non-refundable ticket. Which is extremely stressful because
very stressful.
You know, it's kind of hard to get out of that one. You know, they're going to get double money on you. So those are the kind of things that our listeners should be mindful of as well.
And I think the other part of your itinerary should be your hotel accommodations.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should plan your hotel accommodations based upon the fact that you're going to be at a given place, you want the best of accommodations, and you're going to need them for more than one day. Consequently, what I recommend is that you make a reservation. I was staying at the Oakland College Inn in Oakland, Ohio. Fortunately for me, my father and my stepmother is a major person in the administration of Oakland College, so I didn't have any problems. I did, however, on the last day encounter one small problem. I was there a day too long. Consequently, they had to change my room to another room because someone wanted that entire floor. Mm-hmm. What I'm getting at is that if you take in consideration how long you're going to be in the city and make your reservations in time, you have a very, very smooth stay. You won't have to worry about moving. You won't have to worry about being stashed in some part of town that you don't know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
Hotels are very generous if they know and, in fact, plan on you being there. So I think that again, we're talking about planning, advanced planning. And, of course, advanced planning is a major eliminator of stress in the public relations business. The better we plan, the less stress we have.